coaches film before a studio audience.
Oh, Hayden, can't get over what a perfect night this is. I am just so happy to be snuggling with you. Mm. I could stay out here forever.
Me too. Wanna go inside?
Not just yet.
But soon?
In a bit.
Whenever you're ready, I'm ready. I'm already ready.
Hayden, can we please not think about going to bed for just a second?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look! Look, there's a shooting star. Quick, make a wish.
Well, if I do, will you come inside?
Make a wish!
There. You happy?
I don't know. I think me.
Sorry I'm late. I got stuck at a breakfast interview. Man, I love this winning streak, but the press is all over me. Something wrong?
No.
Oh, come on, don't do this. Every time there's something wrong, you make me drag it out of you. Just tell me what it is.
Nothing. It's nothing.
Dauber?
It's nothing, okay?
Prostate?
Would I be sitting down? It's nothing. Well, you just drop it.
All right, it's dropped. I'll just get to work.
You even know my name. All morning, I've been reading articles written about the team over the past year and a half, and I noticed that not once did you, Hayden Fox, mention me, Luther Van Dam. That is my name, by the way.
What are you talking about? Where are you going? What the hell is this?
Welcome to the Luther Van Dam Hall of Neglect. I taped up every word written about the team since the winning streak started. Then I circled all the times they mentioned your name in one color and all the times they mentioned my name in another color. Guess which is you?
This is unbelievable. I had no idea we had this much press.
We? Where's the we?
Okay, it's mostly me, but you gotta be in here somewhere. Yeah, there you go. There's a little blue circle right here.
Well, that's the story about the time the bat bit me in the tunnel. Which is swell if you want to be remembered for having a bad reaction to a rabies shot. But what I want is a little credit for being a part of a football team with a 16-game winning streak.
Oh, come on, Luther, I swear I mentioned you in interviews. I mentioned Dauber. I think I even once mentioned Howard. I can't help it if the writers just want to concentrate on me.
Why do you suppose that is?
Because I'm the head coach. They want to quote somebody at the top of the ladder, not somebody at the middle of the ladder.
See, that's the trouble with America. The people in the middle of the ladder always get squeezed out. But where would the people at the top of the ladder be without the people in the middle of the ladder? They'd be in the middle of the ladder. Then who'd write about them? Huh? Nobody. Because nobody cares about the people in the middle. They're the ones that count, because without the people in the middle of the ladder, the only ones that come out are the people at the bottom, because they're that much closer to the top. And once again,
know you're overreacting.
Yeah. That's exactly what Christopher Columbus said to Juan de la Cosa.
To who?
Oh, come on, Hayden. Juan de la Cosa. Only the greatest first mate in the history of mankind. Or I suppose you thought Columbus sailed all three ships all by himself.
Oh, well, obviously he had help.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The big shot Columbus took all the credit. If I remember correctly, the poem doesn't say in 1492 Columbus sailed the ocean blue with de la Cosa. Second banana syndrome, that's what scares me, where you kill yourself being part of a winning team, then years later, it's like you never existed. I mean, look around. I'll be remembered as the guy the bat bit.
So what can I do? What is it you want?
I want the spotlight! I want the spotlight! The spotlight!
What? Because it sounds like fun now that we're winning? Hey, I took heat from the press for 18 years. They call me a second-rater, a barrel scraper. It's only after a little hard work that I'm getting any glory at all.
What's your point?
My point is, if you want to be mentioned, you have to take the good with the bad.
Well, I want to be mentioned. If I have to start with the good, I'll start with the good.
Yeah, right. Okay, so long as you understand how it works, I'll talk to Bob Clifton Saturday before the game about doing a story on you.
You mean it?
Hey, if that's what you want.
Okay. Thanks. I really appreciate that. I really appreciate it. Now I won't have to go through life like Matthew Henson.
I give up.
Admiral Perry's assistant for his entire Arctic career. Come on, Hayden. Pick up a book every now and then.
Hey, guys. The sun is way. Look sharp now.
Okay, guys.
How's the pre-game interview? Did Clifton gonna do a story on me?
Yeah, I mentioned it to him. We'll talk about it later. Okay, guys, listen up.
Not gonna do it, is
he? I said we'll talk about it later. I want to go over a couple of things. First of all, I want us to be on the lookout for the fake punt.
Can't believe he's not gonna do a story on me.
And second of all, I want to double-team Sabetti. Now, I know he's coming off an injury, but they don't call him Lightning because he stuck his finger in a socket. Conley, Bowman, he's all yours. Any questions?
Yeah, I got a question. What the hell do you think you're doing?
Excuse me?
We talked about this morning. I thought we agreed not to double-team Sabetti.
I changed my mind. He's the only kid they got that can break the game open.
Oh, you changed your mind. You made the decision. I thought I was a part of this. But no, I'm just Luther de la Cosa.
Excuse us, men. Don't you ever do that again. Where do you come off attacking me in front of the team?
Yeah, well, where do you come off making a defensive decision without asking me?
Hey! The last time I looked, I was still the head coach!
Yeah, it's in all the papers.
We got a game to play. We'll talk about this later.
Hey!
Don't you hate me?
You hate me? Just because Bob Clifton doesn't care what I have to say doesn't mean you shouldn't.
All right, give me your thoughts and give them to me quick.
First of all, I'm sorry I shot my mouth off in front of the team. I was wrong.
And I'm sorry I made the change without telling you. So what are your thoughts?
Well, I was up on the field earlier watching Sabetti run drills, and his ankle's definitely hurting. I mean, I just think we're wasting a man double-teaming.
Luther, we're on a 16-game winning streak here. I don't want to make a mistake.
Well, then listen to your right-hand man. Let me make the decision. I'll take the responsibility. Come on, Hayden. I'm going to get credit if I don't get responsibility.
Go with your plan. I'll call off the double team.
Oh, thanks a lot, Hayden. I really appreciate you.
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Don't whoa, whoa, whoa me.
You owe me? gonna get married over Thanksgiving. That'll be nice. What's that?
Probably the press.
God, what do they want?
Come on, guys, open up.
Dobber, go out there and tell them I need a few more minutes.
Right, Coach. And Coach, I just want to say I'm really sorry about the winning streak. I mean it being over.
I didn't think you were sorry we were on one.
You don't think they're going to ask why we didn't double-team Sabetti, do you?
Oh, I think a few of the real sharp ones might. It's not every day a kid takes a swing pass, goes 92 yards for a touchdown with 30 seconds left, and ends a 16-game winning streak.
You made a fine run.
It wouldn't be fair to give all the credit to Sabetti, now would it? We had two guys covering him. Instead of Lard Bud Bowman, we might have stopped him.
You're not going to tell that to the reporters, are you?
No.
Oh, good.
You're going to tell him.
Me?
Yeah, you're so anxious to get your name in the papers? Luther, meet the press! The spotlight. This is the spotlight.
No spotlight, only darkness.
But this is what he said you wanted.
I never wanted this. Didn't want this. Be gone with you. Be gone with you. I don't know what I was thinking. I'm a second banana. I don't deserve any glory, Hayden.
Well, what about all those other second bananas you were talking about?
Losers. They're all losers. They're a loser. They're a lackeys, toadies, suck-ups, yes-men, wannabes. Columbus could have found America in a canoe. They only did one smart thing in their life. They hitched their wagons to great men like you. Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here. Tell them I'm having a heart attack.
You're not having a heart attack?
Give me a minute. Give me a minute.
Luther!
Get out of here, you grubby vulture.
It's coming!
People are nuts.
What are you doing?
Oh, he's trying to give himself a heart attack.
You don't have any cigarettes, do you? Oh, God. This is depressing. I'm not good enough shape to have a heart attack.
I just wanted to come down and tell you how really sorry I am. Well, oh, someone asked me to ask you if you heard of something called a double team.
Oh. I'm going to do some push-ups. Kelly, get on my back.
You're not doing any push-ups.
Anyway, I just wanted to tell you how sorry I am. See you later.
Yeah, well, tell Christine I'll be home as soon as I can.
I'm gonna come that way.
You know, the longer you wait, the worse it's gonna be.
I'm not going out there. Hey, I'm not going out there.
Yeah, fine. Okay. Don't open that door.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I just stay locked in here with all your fear and insecurity. I'll let them eat you alive. They've been gnawing at you for 59 years. Let them eat you until there's nothing left.
Oh, thanks.
I just feel sorry for you, Luce. If you were to open that door, if you were to face your fear, you'd come out the other side a stronger, freer, happier human being.
How do you know that?
Because I've done it. I've done it time and time again. I faced my fear. And it wasn't easy. But I'll tell you something, it made me strong.
You see, if I opened that door, it made me a better person.
In the best possible way.
This is the door of strength and happiness. That's it. I'm a teeny tiny infant baby. Unfortunately, I'm stuck in the body of a much, much larger man.
Luther, get out. Get out. Come on. Get out. Down. 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 Come on. Hey, down. Just one second, guys.
Oh, God, what's the use? What's the use? Might as well give up. I'm a dead man with big hips.
Ruth, what are you afraid of?
I'm afraid to face the truth about myself, Hayden.
Which is what?
I'm not a leader. I'm not a leader. Every time I've tried to lead, it's just been disastrous.
Well, what else have you ever tried to lead?
You got time for a story?
Sure, I'll make muffins.
Years ago, when I was a little boy, and my parents were still together, we always took our vacations at Christmas time. My dad was a history nut, so we always went someplace where history was made. One year we went to Gettysburg, and another year we went to Plymouth Rock, and another year we went to, you know, that place in Texas where the Mexicans came to see John Wayne.
The Alamo.
No, I don't think so. Anyway, when I was 8 years old, I decided it was time for me to start making the decisions. So I told my family, I said, I don't want to go any place historic this year. I want to go to a nice, fun, breezy place in Hawaii. And I got my way. We went.
You went from Danville, Illinois to Hawaii when you're 8 years old?
Yeah, it wasn't easy. I mean, my dad had to save all year. Anyway, when we got to the islands, my parents said, you're making all the decisions, Luther. You decide where we should stay. So I picked this beautiful, peaceful sounding place called Pearl Harbor. Guess what date we landed?
You're kidding.
I don't know about you, Hayden, but December 7, 1941 was a big day in my life. That's the day I woke up early and I said, Mom, Dad, let's go look at the boats.
You mean your parents and you survived the attack on Pearl Harbor?
Yeah, but I'd never heard the end of it. Now you know why I can't open that door, Hayden. When they find out the Savannah thing was my idea, I mean, they're going to hate me.
Oh, no. Come on, they're not going to hate you.
Oh, Hayden. So we got back from Hawaii. That's when my dad left. My decisions destroy people.
Okay, I'll talk to him.
Hello?
Yeah?
I am.
Yeah, you've been through enough, Luth.
Hey, wait, this isn't right. You're gonna go out there and take the heat for something you didn't even do. They'll crucify you. What if we blame it on Dauber? He's young. He'll start over.
That's okay. I've been through it before. It'll be all right.
Tough loss,
so go ahead, shoot.
All right, what happened?
One at a time.
What went through your mind when you saw Sabetti break away?
Thought we should have double-teamed him.
Why didn't you?
It was a mistake. I made a bad call, and I take full responsibility.
That's it?
Hey, wait, I can't let you do this. Press. I have something to say. For those of you who don't know, my name's Luther Van Dam. It's two words, with Van and a Dam. And I'm the defensive coordinator.
Is that the guy the bat bit?
Yeah, that's me. The truth is, Coach Fox wanted to double-team Sabetti, and I talked him out of it. I made the decision. It was my fault. I mean, if you want to blame somebody, then blame me.
Okay. Obviously, the defensive coordinator can make suggestions, but isn't Coach Fox the last word on all strategy?
That's right.
Yeah, but you don't understand. I badgered him. I forced him into making the decision.
Even so, he's the head coach.
Yeah, but I'm his right-hand man.
But he's the final word.
Yeah, but not when I badger him.
But even if you talk him out of it, it's still his call. ultimately, the responsibility rests on him.
Well, Hayden, I tried.